Yeah, man.
So how does it work once a movie's complete, you know, and you want to put it into theaters? Like, do you have to split profits with the theaters? Do they charge you to put it in? Do you split when the box office numbers come in? How does that work?
So that's a detailed question. Basically, you got to look at everything like a business, mm-hmm. from that standpoint.
Right.
So you have your capital investor, your executive producer, you know, that said executive producer will put in the money. Now, say for so, you're creating something, right? You're mm-hmm. self-funding it. You could consider yourself an executive producer.
Right.
Now, if you have to go outsource, you know, you go get that from somewhere else. So that initial proportion of the money is what's going to help you go into production, mm-hmm. what's going to help finance your film, what's going to help get it made and get it out there. Now, past that on the back end, then you have to start thinking about marketing and distribution. Now, getting it into theaters is the act of distribution. Mm-hmm. You could either self-distribute, which there's mediums now like online platforms, you know, you pay a company and they'll distribute it for you, or your traditional route of distribution where it's like Universal, Sony, you know, all these big companies that we come to know of.
Right.
You know, and they have their own distribution platform as well. Mm-hmm. So everybody's kind of taking a piece of a pie. Mm-hmm. An investor, they're going to get their 100% back, and then they're going to get whatever percentage on top of that back. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to have a certain amount of allotted points and a certain amount of allotted, you know, percentages that you're going to give out on the back end. Like, say for so, your director takes a cut up front, so maybe they can see some more money on the back end. Say for so, your actor takes like an initial fee, but they're like, I know my value and my worth, I'm going to take another percentage. And then you're going to have your distribution. Mm-hmm. So you start with this whole pie and you just keep cutting the pie, because everybody has to get a piece of that money.
Right.
Everybody wants to see what that product is going to grow to.
Right.
So
you don't want to be left out.
Hell no.
Right.
So your distribution ultimately is going to probably take a third of that. You know, you're going to pay them up front for their services. They're going to upfront all the money, mm-hmm. you know, but they're obviously going to want to see a percentage of that back. And then everybody, like, you know, I collect residual checks as an actor.
Yeah.
But I'm only collecting a percentage of that entire pie. You see what I mean? So that's how money is made back.
Okay.
Yeah, money is made back. The initial investment goes in. That investment has to be repaid tenfold. But that investment also has to be split amongst other people.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
So they can get their profit after the investment.
Absolutely. That's why you want to double, triple, do more than what it's intended. Because if you're just breaking even, well, shit, everybody out the pot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good that there's like a nice little structure to it, that everybody benefits from it.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the crazy thing about being in the business, from the age that I was in the business to understanding it now and taking it serious, is because my trajectory could have just have been an actor. Mm-hmm. And I would have been fine with just being an actor, but to understand the dynamics of the business is twofold, because then you start to build your empire and legacy. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Say for so you wanted to be a carpenter. Mm-hmm. Well, do you want to be work for hire, or do you want to own your own construction company?
Right.
It's the same sort of shit, you know what I mean? Like, you kind of got to learn the ins and outs of how money is being transacted, because that just only makes you smarter. And if you already got the creative, well, shit, you ready to go. You
exactly.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Be dynamic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Damn, that's great, man. I'm like a fly on the wall. Even when I see you working, I'm just there like absorbing, watching you and watching how you controlling everything and just absorbing it so I could do those same things. But I'm glad you got it under control. Like, you got it all mapped out.
So, getting there, man. It's a day-by-day thing, bro. I can't say I know all the answers, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just learning.
But I like the fact that you saw the vision early and, you know, every little step is getting you to that one goal. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about.
Absolutely,
you know
man.
What I'm saying?